today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By the name of Allah the Almighty, we start this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And thank you very much for choosing us. And, of course, this episode to listen to. Today, we're going to speak about friendship and being friend with the good ones. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان Today, Thursday, 26th of the month of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen verse 10 of chapter Hujurat, then we come back.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum wattaqullaha la'allakum turhamun.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers, and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse in question treats of relationship amongst believers like that between brothers. The similitude demonstrates a number of points, including the friendship between two brothers is deeply rooted and firm. The friendship between two brothers is bilateral rather than unilateral. Friendship is based on innate nature and disposition rather than on worldly and mundane appeals. And two brothers are unanimous before strangers and support each other.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
I told you before, today we're going to speak about being friend with the good ones. For Muslims, Ramadan is the holiest month of the year and is the month where Muslims perform their obligatory fasts. The reasoning behind this fast is to attain piety and improve one's personal relationship with Allah the Almighty. But this is not the sole purpose of the fast. Fasting during the month of Ramadan is aimed to increase empathy with the less fortunate, to improve relationships with fellow Muslims, to obtain greater self-control, to become more grateful for the sustenance received daily, to become more mindful and to increase acts of charity, good deeds to the underprivileged. So you may be asking yourself, what can I do to support my friends then?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about friendship and association with the righteous. In Islam, friendship and association with righteous individuals are highly valued, as they play a significant role in shaping one's character and spiritual journey. The Quran and Hadith emphasize the importance of choosing friends who encourage righteousness and discourage wrongdoing. Righteous friends are those who help each other in doing good deeds, enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. They inspire one another to seek knowledge, perform virtuous acts, and maintain a strong faith. These friends provide moral support, offer sincere advice, and stand by each other in times of need. They are characterized by honesty, loyalty, and compassion, reflecting the Islamic principle of an-nasiha, that is, sincere advice. Association with the righteous friends fosters spiritual growth by reminding of each other of Allah and encouraging acts of worship. Their company is likened to a light that guides one towards the path of righteousness.
Blessed month, the month of Ramadan, can bring about significant changes, particularly to our individual and social character, and could provide the best remedy to the individual as well as community's spiritual, moral, and social ills. Therefore, let us take the opportunity to become better individuals, family members, neighbors, and members of the community. We should not forget that extending our support to our social network and people in general, including our parents, elderly, relatives, friends, neighbors, should not be materialistic only, but also intangible by good words via social media in the form of video or voice call or text message or telephone call and etc. Some people, especially our elderly, I mean senior citizens and sick fellows, will be extremely happy if they receive a telephone call or video or voice call via social media. These acts do not cost anything. They are indeed easy to do, will not take much time, and they are very rewarding.
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثوم من النار. During Ramadan, the shaitan is in chains, and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
Now I introduce some other ways to support our Muslim friends. Have an iftar dinner party. Having an iftar party would be seen as a highly supportive and fun way to accommodate your friend. Aim to have a menu that respects dietary requirements of our friends. For example, Muslims tend to consume a halal diet. Traditionally, Muslims break their fast with dates and water, so giving these to your friend can bring a big smile on their face. And lastly, try to avoid asking your friend why they may not be fasting. Islam permits those who are pregnant, ill, or traveling to be exempt from the fast as a means of ease. So asking this question may be embarrassing for your friend, as they are perhaps not willing or ready to share the reason for not fasting during the holy month of Ramadan.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that a person's character is shaped by their companions. Therefore, it is crucial to surround oneself with righteous individuals who promote good behavior and discourage evil. Righteous friends help maintain a strong spiritual connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supporting each other in times of difficulty and celebrating each other's success. They encourage one another to seek forgiveness and perform righteous deeds. These friendships contribute to social harmony by promoting mutual respect, kindness, and justice. They help create a community where individuals support each other in righteousness and discourage wrongdoing. So we see that Islamic teachings reinforce the importance of righteous friendships, emphasizing the need for believers to associate with those who encourage good deeds and discourage evil. These Islamic teachings highlight the value of sincerity, loyalty, and mutual support in friendships.
Dear brother and sister, thank you for listening to this episode, and inshallah we continue. So we leave you in Allah's care and blessings, and fi amanillah.
أقبل تعال فالشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السماء مترنما لا تنقضي أنت للروح دواء رمضان 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 ليتك دوما قريب.